This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast where we explore strategies and tips for making our lives happier. This week, we will reveal our 23 for 23 list, and they are long lists. We're very excited to talk about them, so get ready. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer, studies happiness, good habits, the five senses, human nature. I am in my little home office here in New York City. And joining me today from LA is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft. And Elizabeth, Happy New Year.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And Happy New Year to you, Gretchen. Happy 2023.
Before we jump into our 23 for 23 list, we have a few updates. Jill responded to our discussion in episode 387 of the Five Senses portrait.
Yes, she said, my parents told me they wanted no presents for Christmas this year because they have everything they want or need. I wanted to do something special for them instead and thought of your Five Senses portrait idea. I made one for each of them and can't wait for them to see it. I showed my 7 and 9-year-olds this gift, and they both immediately asked if I would make one for each of them, too. It really seems like a special way to say, I see you and you are someone memorable.
Well, I think this is a wonderful idea. And it's interesting, since our initial discussion of the Five Senses portrait, it's been really striking how many people use it as a gift and how much if people see the gift, they want one too.
Yeah,
seems like something that people find very desirable. And I think it is because it does make you feel known and remembered and noticed in all your very particular manifestations. So I think this is a great way to give someone something that is desirable but isn't more stuff.
Yes.
And then Natalie responded to the idea of a signature color, which we talked way back in episode 71 and 75.
Yes, she said, I know you were speaking about favorite tips recently. I loved your idea about having a signature color. However, I struggled to pick just one. To get around this, I combined this with your word for the year idea and decided to have a signature color for the year. Last year, my color was cherry red. This year, it's raincoat yellow. I try to choose colors that I feel reflect what I'm trying to achieve that year. This year, I'm trying to get more assertive and have chosen the word roar to remind me of a lion. To me, bright yellow is a bold color that reminds me to not be afraid to stand out. Oh my gosh, this is amazing, Gretch. This is next level.
Yes, excellent. And I know immediately the color, I would use that Hakusai blue for my color of the year, for my wave.
Yes.
Yes. I love the idea of a signature color for the year.
Yes. And Gretch, your signature color for your life is scarlet.
Yes. You have to read my Five Senses book to find out about what's going on with me and scarlet. But yes, all will be revealed.
Intriguing.
Yes.
And then we also heard from Linda about Go Outside 23 and 23. She said, I was all in on this one. And then the Christmas blizzard happened. Mm-hmm. I was probably outside for 23 minutes shoveling on December 23rd. And since then, the total minutes outside is way less than 23. It didn't help that we both got COVID despite our carefulness. So I'm not sure that this is going to work. What are the plans for extreme weather and health issues?
So listeners, it's January 4th. If you're listening on the day this comes out, hope you're underway. Remember, you're never behind. So join us for Go Outside 23 and 23 whenever. And what are your strategies for dealing with the weather and dealing with health issues? Like, how are you going to frame it? There's the saying, there's no bad weather, just bad clothes. But sometimes unexpected things arise. Like when I was in Kansas City, it was below zero several days in a row, which is unusual for Kansas City.
Yeah.
So let us know, because we're very excited to go outside.
Yes.
23 and 23.
Yes.
So many great things.
Yes.
Happen.
And I have to say, being in LA, I definitely feel smug about this issue.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's what you say now. But in the summertime, you may feel like it's a little bit more oppressive when your car is.
That's true. Yeah. I have to get out there at 6 a.m., before it's 100 degrees.
But so now for the Try This at Home. This is so fun. And this week's Try This at Home is to create your own 23 for 23 list. We are fans of anything that is a prompt to help us reflect on our lives and what we want and what changes we might undertake to become happier, healthier, more productive, more creative. And, you know, we talk about a lot of dates. Could be your birthday, could be the summer solstice, or it could be January 1st, like this one. And so what's important is that research does show that when we set specific aims for ourselves and really think about what those aims are, no surprise, we tend to do a lot better. You're a lot more likely to hit an aim if you identify the target. And so along with Go Outside 23 and 23, the yearly challenge, along with the one word theme for the year, we have the 23 for 23 list. And it's so much fun. I look forward to these every year, and I love seeing what other people put on their lists.
Oh, yeah. And so, Gretchen, before we reveal our list, what are things people can think about as they create their own? Because some people may not have done this yet.
Right. And we've learned over the years tricks for making it work better. So one is include some things that are fun. Or make the whole list something that's fun. Don't have this be the dreaded to-do list where, like, none of it is fun. Put some things on it that you're honestly looking forward to or that you truly know would be fun for you.
Yes. And then use the number in interesting ways, like read 23 novels or whatever appeals to you.
Yeah, that's a very whimsical, playful thing. People seem to get a kick out of it. One of my rules is always include something that you can do right away. I'm talking like the day you write the list, because it's just nice to have a morale booster. It's nice to cross one thing off the list. So do that.
And then some people like having categories like family, friends, career, health, fun. I do mine scattershot. I don't do categories, but a lot of people do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a great thing to put on the list, and I've had real success with this, is to put on something that you know you'd enjoy, but for some reason you keep putting off. I would say in that category is a list of like me wanting to watch Mad Men. That was a carryover for a couple of years. I knew that I would enjoy it in the end because you promised me that I would, and I knew I would, but I just kept putting it off. Or you walking to Malibu. It's going to be so fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's the postponed pleasure. Put that on too.
Yes. And then this is big for you, Gretchen, everything. Yeah. Yeah. Be concrete.
Yes.
So don't just say learn Italian, but say memorize 5 new words every day or use Duolingo every day so that you're giving yourself steps.
Yeah, because, and this is related to one of the most important things to keep in mind. And this is something I see people often falling into this trap, which is you want to frame it as an action that you can do, not an outcome that you want. Because let's say I saw a list where it was like, reach and maintain a healthy body weight. Okay.
Right.
That's an outcome. That's not an action. And it's actually two outcomes, right? That is a really big, huge thing. It's better to frame it as an action that you can do and that you can control, something that will lead you to that outcome. But like, learning Italian, same thing. It's like, it's too big. It's an outcome. It's very vague. It's very distant. Think about the concrete, manageable steps that you can do and you can keep it. Or like someone like my book, I can't write a bestseller because I can't control whether it's a bestseller. I can only control what I can do. So I could put things on it for what I could do.
And then consider your tendency.
Yeah, well, know whether you're in a pulled or requested or obliged or rebel. That's always useful to know. You can take the quiz at quiz.gretchenrubin.com. We won't go into that now, but know your tendency. And also, we have a PDF if you want to do your like nice, neat list. If you go to gretchenrubin.com/resources, we have that.
Coming up, I will reveal my 23 for 23 list. But first, this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. We all know that our life and our health can be improved when we eat nourishing, healthy meals, but it can be hard to maintain. With Sunbasket Meal Kits, it's easy because they take care of the details. Sunbasket offers 18 chef-crafted, dietitian-approved recipes each week with options like Mediterranean, carb-conscious, vegetarian, and keto-friendly. The recipes are quick and easy to follow, and you can enjoy a meal full of organic produce and clean ingredients that's ready in 30 minutes or less.
Try mouthwatering Sunbasket dishes like salmon burgers with lemon dill mayo and seared squash, or steaks with chimichurri and harissa roasted sweet potatoes. My son Jack loves salmon, and he loves the Sunbasket salmon burgers. Go to sunbasket.com/happier today to get $45 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/happier to get $45 off your first box plus free shipping.
So, Elizabeth, let's jump in. Launch us with reminding everybody about what your one-word theme is for the year.
Okay, so my one-word theme is scale, because I want to weigh myself every day because that's helpful for me. And then also, I want to scale my career, as in make it bigger, which is also kind of like scaling a mountain to try to get to a bigger place. So there's all kinds of ways the word scale resonates.
Yeah.
And I noticed after I made my list that many are health related. So that sort of goes with wanting to weigh myself every day.
And your summer of health.
And my summer of health. I just came out of, I guess it's a few months ago now. But I did mine, as I said, not in categories.
Okay.
So I just did them as they came to me, Gretch.
Okay, so what's number one?
Okay, number one, and this is probably my biggest one I'm most excited about, which is do my Fryman Canyon hike 50 times.
Ooh, okay.
This year.
Okay.
So I thought about doing 46 times because that's 23 times two, but 46 just doesn't sound as good as 50.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if I can say, yes, I did Fryman 50 times, that sounds really amazing. And it is actually very doable because I try to go at least once a week. So that right there would be 50 times. Of course, there are weeks when I don't go. So anyway, I feel it's very doable, but yet it will keep me on track not to drop off for like 3 or 4 months, which can also easily happen. And Gretch, I'm going to track it in the Happier app.
Oh, excellent. Good. Good.
Yes.
I have a good feeling. I think you're going to do that. What's number two?
Okay. Floss every night. I floss every morning. I'm great about flossing in the morning, but I'm really bad about doing it at night. So that is number two.
I'm terrible about flossing.
Not a fun one, but you know, important.
Okay. Number three.
Okay. Number three is get back into my wedding rings, which I have not been able to wear since Jack was born.
Okay.
So that kind of, again, goes with the word scale.
Number four.
Number four, hike in Ojai with Sarah. Part of Sarah moving to Ojai was that there's all this great hiking there. Yet I haven't taken one hike with her since she moved there, which is now a while.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm hoping I can actually do like in January and check off the list.
Okay. Number five.
Okay. Number five. You know how you take a trip with your high school friends every other year?
Yep.
I want to start doing that with my friends from high school. And I have brought it up with a couple of them and they seem like very gung-ho.
I will tell you from experience that the biggest problem is the date. Figure out your date and then it all...
The rest will follow.
Yes. I suggest spring. From experience. That seems to be the easiest time.
Okay, good.
Yeah. It's always scheduling. That's always a problem. Okay, number six.
Number six, get the perfect small black cross body bag. A couple years ago, I wanted to find the perfect black bag and I did, but now it's too big for me, I've decided.
Oh.
Now my life has changed and I need a small one.
Okay. Good.
Seven, I want to use my packing cubes. We've talked all about packing cubes. I bought myself a set of packing cubes for Christmas, Gretch, and I want to make sure I actually use them because it'd be very easy to have my wonderful packing cubes, but just decide, oh, it's too much of a hassle. I'm not going to use them.
Well, you gave me and Eliza and Eleanor packing cubes. And so we're like all about the packing cubes. Yes. Listeners got us very fired up with all the possibilities.
Yes.
Number eight.
Number eight, read 23 novels, as we talked about using the word 23. And that includes listening to novels. Yep. So read / listen to 23 novels.
Good one. Number nine.
Okay. Number nine. Okay. During our potential strike, there may be a writer's strike. I want to outline a novel.
Oh, okay.
So read novels and outline a novel.
Okay. So this is an aim that will trigger if events occur.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, interesting.
Which I actually hope that event doesn't happen, but all signs point to it happening. And I want to have a plan, something I'm going to do. I mean, I'd be picketing, of course, but in addition to that, I want to like do something productive.
Well, action is the antidote for anxiety. So it's great that you sort of have you'll immediately switch to track B if you need to. Okay.
Yes.
Number 10.
Number 10, fun one, try pickleball. Okay. It's sweeping the nation. I have to know, what is it all about?
Oh, I want to hear all about it. Okay.
And I'm hoping I can get Adam to try this with
me.
That would be fun.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. Every couple should have an indoor game and an outdoor game. Jamie and I have neither, but maybe you guys will have pickleball. How about 11?
11, Gretch, get my Mahjong group going again. I was so forever had my Mahjong group, which was such a source of happiness. It fell apart during COVID. Yeah. I haven't been able to get one together and gelling again. So that's a real goal because that's like happy place for me is playing Mahjong.
Okay. Excellent. Number 12.
Always have Kleenex. I need Kleenex and I don't have it often.
That feels doable.
Keep it with me.
Number 13. Yeah.
13 is get 2 body scans. Mm. So these are not the full body scans that tell you every single health-related thing. Mm. This is a very more affordable, quick scan that tells you your body composition. For instance, like how much fat you have around your organs, which is important to know. Because I'm trying to exercise more and be healthier, it's kind of like my own accountability partner.
Ah.
Because I want to improve for each scan. Yeah. So knowing that I'm going to have a scan in like 3 or 6 months will sort of, I'm hoping, keep me on track. And I did my first one.
Oh.
So I will have like something to measure it against.
Well, obligers, this is a great accountability strategy that I haven't heard of. But right, it's like holding yourself accountable to some kind of evaluation like that. So you want to improve for the scan. Oh, that's good. Right.
Yeah. And if you do well, if you improve, then it's like a gold star too.
Right. It's the ta-da list as well. Yeah. Excellent.
Yes.
Number 14, okay. I mentioned this before. It's been a carryover.
Yes. Carryover. Walk to Malibu. I want to walk to Malibu with my friend Allison. We keep talking about it. She has a route. It's really just kind of like my fear of tiring out that keeps, you know, me from like setting the date, but I'm sure I could do it. It's not that far.
It's not that far. And you're in good shape. You should do it while it's cool.
Yes. No, exactly. Now is the time.
Okay. And speaking of carryovers, here is the big one.
All right. Yes, Gretch, finish that darn will.
Yes.
And we've heard from so many people with helpful suggestions.
Yes.
And it's so important. And I fully know how important it is, as does Adam. So we have to finish our will. We have to do that by the end of January. That's what I should say.
What are the steps? Like, you really need to write it out.
Yeah.
It's hard because there's a lot of coordination involved. It's not something you can just up and do yourself.
Yes.
And that makes it more
right.
tricky. But You can do it. This is the year. January 2023.
And it's the kind of thing that feels so elusive to me, like documents and things that I'm not comfortable with.
Yeah. Number 16.
16, you'll like this one. Go outside 23 minutes a day.
Oh, yeah.
Go outside 23 and 23, hashtag.
Yeah, let's do it.
Putting that on my list so I'll be mindful of it.
And we will be talking about that throughout the year with hacks and ideas and strategies. And follow us on the hashtag outside 23 and 23. That's going to be really, really fun. That'll be a fun one. Yeah. Number 17. Okay, we're closing in.
17. Yes, I want to have an extended Fiero family party to make up for my mother and father-in-law missing Christmas. Aww. Adam and I hosted Christmas this year, and my parents-in-law unfortunately got COVID and couldn't come.
It was so sad.
So I want to have a party in the spring or summer, and they can come to that and see everybody.
Number 18.
18, build up Daisy and Nacho's stamina so they can go on hikes with me. Gretch, right now they really get tired in a walk after like a mile or 1.2 miles. Mm. So I want to build them up so they can come with me to Fryman Canyon.
Aw, so cute. Number 19.
This is one we've discussed. Upgrade my home office.
Yes.
So for one thing, I want to switch desks with Adam because my desk has a door behind me, which didn't matter at all years ago. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm got Zoom all the time, I don't like having a door as my background.
I would love to get my hands on your office. There's so much low-hanging, clutter-clearing fruit. Yeah, next time I come to LA, watch out. Number 20.
20, throw out gross t-shirts. This is both hard and easy to do, Gretchen. I know you share my reluctance to throw out gross t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. Number 21.
21, get a new robe, which, Gretch, happy to report, done.
Okay.
Adam got me a robe for Christmas.
Yay, morale booster.
This is one I can already have checked off
the
list.
Excellent. Good for morale. Okay. Now, last two, 22.
All right, 22. I want to go away for a night with Sarah and Kareen. Just, you know, a nice Saturday night at the Emerald Iguana in Ojai or somewhere else. The three of us need a nice night together.
And 23.
23, I want to do season 3 of Fantasy Island. Mm. Gretchen, as you pointed out, whether or not we get a season 3 is out of my control. But, you know, I'm a big manifester.
You are.
So I'm manifesting.
Okay. Yes, for you. You do manifest. It happens. It's real.
Yes. So there you go. Okay, Gretch, I'm very excited about my list. And when we come back, we'll hear your list. First, this break. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. When you're a parent, as we both are, you'll have your fair share of big talks with your kids. One of those big talks should involve money, and Greenlight can help with that. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. You can send your kids instant money transfers, get real-time notifications of spending, manage chores, and automate allowance. Gretchen, we got Greenlight for Jack, and I love that it teaches him financial independence. Mm. He can earn money from us by doing chores and then getting money deposited into his Greenlight account. He can keep track of what he's spending.
Millions of parents and kids use Greenlight to learn how to make responsible financial choices. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/happier. That's greenlight.com/happier to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/happier.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Okay, Gretch, we're back with our 23 for 23 list. It's time for you to reveal yours. First of all, remind us of your one-word theme.
My theme is wave, because I want to wave to people when I'm on my book tour. I want to enjoy the waves of, you know, scientific waves, like sound waves and light waves. I want to ride the wave as events unfold. So I'm very excited about wave.
Wave. I love that word. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the first item on your list?
Okay. This is interesting. So for my Five Senses book, I visited the Met every day that it was open, that I was in a town, and I've continued that for well more than that first year. I put it on my list this year, but basically I think I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. And so after this year, it will disappear from the list. It will just be part of my ordinary day. Mm-hmm. But for this year, I am still keeping it on.
Okay. What is number two?
Go outside, 23 and 23. This is the big challenge for 23. And I'm going to do an extra little loop when I go to the Met. That's going to be part of my, I've got a whole plan about how I'm going to fold those two things together. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, good. Number three.
So this is something that appears on my list every year, which is to catch up on my photo albums. And what I found is I don't work on my photo albums until it's the very end of the year. I see it on my list and I race to get it crossed off the list by December 31st. That's what happened to me the last several years. So I want to keep this on these lists because that's the thing that reminds me to do it. I'm afraid if it didn't appear on the list, I would just 5 years would go by before it even I even thought about making a photo album. So this is on the list. It'll get done at some point in 2023.
Okay, number four.
Okay, I hope I can do this. I think I'm going to do this in October. That seems to be the right time. I want to do 30 days of culture. I live in New York City. There's so much going on. I want to do 30 days in a row, a culture challenge. And it could be anything. It could be a stand-up comedian. It could be a magic show. It could be a lecture. It could be anything.
An art gallery.
Yeah, go. Yeah, obviously. So anything. So I got to keep that in mind and look for the month when I can do that.
That's fun. Well, New York of any place is the place to do 30 days of culture. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think I could probably even if I wanted to challenge myself to do 30 days of free culture, but I'm like, no, I'll pay for my culture. Plays, I'm sure I'll go to a lot of shows. Yes.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, number five.
Okay, one difficult email per day. Okay, so I really try to stay on my emails, and I realize that what often accumulates is a difficult email, and that is often when someone has said, like, you should listen to this podcast. There's something that would be useful to you. Or you should watch this video. There's something that you would be interested in. And so I have to, like, go off and do that. And that's going to take time. And I have to go hunt it down and then watch it. So it feels like I can't just answer an email. Or it's some kind of difficult decision or judgment where I'm just putting off making that difficult decision or judgment. And so it just accumulates. So I'm like, if I just did one a day, I think I could get through these and then they wouldn't accumulate. So I really want to try to do that.
I have faith in you that you'll
do that. We'll see, because these are the ones that I constantly postpone.
I think you're more likely to do that than this next one, number six.
Make a haircut appointment every 7 weeks. When we were in Kansas City, I asked Mom, do you have anything you would suggest for my 23 and 23 list? And she was like, yes, I do. And this was one of them, because to her, it's just baffling that such an obvious thing is elusive. And I have to agree. Yeah. Why is this so hard? So I'm going to tackle this one. Yes, I'm going to try to schedule these things out.
Get haircuts regularly.
Yes, get regular haircuts.
Scheduled.
Yes.
Okay. Number seven.
Buy new underwear. This is realistic. I can't do this, but I want to remind myself to get it done. So.
Okay. Number eight.
Have a summer of rereading. So this is a repeat. I wanted to do this very much last year, and then for a variety of reasons, I didn't do it. But I'm very excited to do it this year.
Yes, you love rereading.
I love to reread.
By the way, Gretch, on the new underwear, just remember, throw out your old gross underwear.
That's the hardest part.
Okay.
That's the hardest part.
That's got to be part two of that. Okay, number nine.
Be more systematic about connecting with friends and colleagues. I think this is a carryover, maybe from last year or the year before, but now things are really coming back. I feel like we can keep up the pace more. And I want to do that. I want to really get out there and see people.
Number 10.
Okay, buy airplane jeans. So in my clutter clearing, I went through my jeans. I consulted with Eliza and Eleanor. I got better jeans, good-looking jeans, and I got rid of my bad jeans, which I do hang on to things longer than I should, Elizabeth, as you know. But then I realized I want a pair of airplane jeans, which are jeans that are super comfortable to wear on a long flight. Now, sometimes I could wear yoga pants, but sometimes I don't want to wear yoga pants for some reason or another. I want to wear jeans. And so I want a pair of comfortable, decent looking jeans.
I think we can all relate to that.
Yeah.
Number 11.
Okay, this is a little bit of my happiness bully. Eleanor I want her to get her driver's license before she leaves home. And she is 17. She has taken driver's ed, but it's just such a nuisance. There's just so many administrative things that you have to do in New York City. She really has to just like stay on it. So I need to stay on it for her. So she stays on it because I think she'd be very happy if she got her driver's license. And the other one is I want to kind of stay on you for your will. And I know last year.
You know what? I welcome it.
I was going to nudge you and then I didn't. As an upholder, you would think upholders would be great at giving people accountability. They actually, at least in my case, and often are not good at providing accountability, but I think you'd feel so great.
Here's what I'd say. If you send me nudging emails, include Adam.
But I feel like Adam would not respond well to that.
No, he will, because he knows we need to get this done too.
Okay, well, maybe I'll try to do it in a whimsical way. Like where there's a will, there's a way, and there's a way for your will, or like send a text with confetti or something to like try to lighten it up so I'm not just finger wagging.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, number 12.
Oh, so this is one I'm really excited about. Okay. So Elizabeth, you and I both know Harlan Coben, who of course is like hugely successful writer and everything else.
Yes.
And I remember talking to him and he was like, you should always have your next project started by the time you finish a project. Like if you're finishing a book before it hits the shelves, you should be well into your next book. Because he's like, you don't want to be too invested in any book because you can't control it. Mm. But if you're excited about your next project, you can keep moving forward. And I thought this was interesting because some writers have a different view. They're sort of like, you have to like give each project its time. So you shouldn't start something new before the previous thing has kind of run its course. So there's different views on this. I think for me, it's much better to have something else coming up. I like having that balance. And so I have to figure out like, what's my next project going to be? So I'm not going to write the next project, but I want to figure out what the direction is of the next project. I have a bunch of different things. I've talked about like my color pilgrimage and my book of aphorisms. Like, are those things that could become a book? So I need to like talk to some people. I have some drafts of things I need to review and be like, what did I even do? I haven't looked at it in a while. So that's kind of a process of like, what's my creative direction after my Five Senses book is out in the world? So that'll be fun to think about.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, number 13.
Okay, well, and speaking of the Five Senses and using the number 23, I want to make sure that every day I have 23 continuous seconds of sensory delight. Like if I feel a velvet pillow, I don't just brush my hand across and be like, oh, I love velvet. I want to be like, take 23 seconds and really feel that velvet. Or if I'm smelling something good, be like, I want to smell this for 23 seconds. Or by the time it fades out, whichever comes first, really try to like make sure that I hold the moment for sensory delight. Now, sometimes this happens easily, but I want to make sure that it happens deliberately.
Love that. Okay, 14, Gretchen.
Okay, you're going to say, haha, Gretchen, I had no belief that you would do this last time. I cannot believe you're doing it again. This is not in your wheelhouse. But I want to wear makeup every day. I want to do more videos. I want to do more photos. It's just easier if I already have all that done. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to try again.
Okay.
We'll see.
I believe in you.
Okay.
Okay, 15.
Work on my muse machine. This is a project that is like comes out of my Five Senses book. I don't want to get into the whole thing, but I did it in one way. I want to see if I can take it to the next level. More to come on that.
Yeah, that is intriguing. Yeah. Muse machine is something I want.
Okay, good.
I don't know what it is, but I know I
need it. Well, hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Okay.
We may be able to arrange that.
Okay, good. Number 16.
Oh, well, this is something I think you should do too, Lisa, this time capsule for 2023. We talked about this in episode 401. I think we should do it.
Yes, and I have my box all ready to go.
Okay, good.
So I should have put that on my list. Right. I mean, I need 24 items because I want to do a time capsule.
Well, we'll just fold you into mine.
Okay. 17.
Okay, this is something that's a little uncomfortable, but like, okay, I've got my book coming out. When I'm out there and I'm talking to people, I should just say, hey, do you have any idea of people who would be interested in the books, particularly journalists or people who like podcasters, people who cover books? You know, a lot of times people are willing to be helpful. They're eager to be helpful, but you have to say, oh, this is what I need. You have to ask for help. Why is it so hard to ask for help? I do not know. In the next several months, I want to remind myself to say, hey, do you have any ideas for me? Is there anybody you know who might be interested in this? Because, you know, now's the time.
Yes, good idea. Number 18.
Start a new group. So I'm in many groups. I'm a huge fan of starting or joining a group as a way to like build friendships. And I love being in groups. Each of my groups is just a giant engine of happiness. So I was like, I could use more happiness. I'm going to start another group. So I have some ideas for that.
You don't know what it is yet, or you do?
I have a couple of ideas and people who are interested in starting groups. So again, it's like, it's not totally within my control because I need to like find people who want to be in a group. And not everybody right. wants to be in a group because it's a commitment to show up and to schedule and all that. But I have put a few feelers out for people who seem like they're interested. So I got to like play that through. Well,
exciting. Number 19.
Okay. So I made the mistake that I talked about in the introduction where I had an item that was too vague and too outcomey. So my aim was that I wanted to slow time through adventure and novelty, because that's what the research shows, is that when I love habits, I love repetition, but that tends to speed time and novelty and challenge and just newness makes time feel more rich. And so this was actually not a good aim because it's not very well worded. But when I was talking to Mom about it, she said, why don't you have the aim of once a month, you pick someplace in New York City that you've never been to before, that's not within walking distance, and you just go there and walk around, have coffee, tea, lunch, have an experience there. Just do that once a month. And I thought, that is a great idea. And that will be novel. It will take me deeper into my city. It's an experience that will give me what the aim of slowing time through novelty and challenge in a concrete way that I can check off. So now that's a much better aim than the way I originally conceived of it. So I got to do that.
Oh, that's fun.
It will be fun.
Okay. Getting toward the end, Gretch, number 20.
So we have a year of transition coming up. Eleanor's graduating from high school. So we won't have anybody in high school anymore, which is a big family milestone. And I want to embrace this year of transition. So I'm looking for ways to make the most of it. I'm talking to people about how they handled this transition. And I recently had an epiphany of how I think I'm going to go into it, but I'm still pondering. So stay tuned for the way that I think I will approach this transition for myself.
Exciting.
Yeah.
21.
Okay. This is an idea that I got from our listener, Marjorie Gold Star to you. She said that she reviews her list, like last year, she reviewed her list on the 22nd of every month because she was finding the year before that it was easy to forget to do it. Elizabeth, you and I have talked about that. Sometimes you just don't remember. So I'm going to put in my calendar on the 23rd, review the 23 and 23 list. Because like if I haven't picked my novel place in New York City to go to, I'll still have a week to go to get that done for the month. And so I'm very excited to do that on the 23rd. And again, it's a good way to use the number as part of
this. This is essential. Yeah. I have to do this too. Essential. Yeah. Thank you, Marjorie. Great idea.
Yeah. The more the 23 for 23 list is in your mind, like the more awake you are for resources and opportunities and connection, like it just
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Second to last, 22.
Okay. I want a better name for this. So I put out a call for a better name. I would like it to rhyme if possible, like Power Hour, because this is sort of a version of Power Hour. I think of it as like my 30 minutes. And so I want to have 30 minutes and I want to put it on the calendar in a different place each day. But just like the Met, I want to figure out each day where it would go. And in that 30 minutes, maybe I'm doing my difficult email. Maybe I am doing my systematic reaching out to friends and colleagues. Maybe I'm doing review. In previous years, I've talked about doing reading review where I review books to see if I want to read them. And I've never successfully kept that. So I'm thinking, well, if I carve out 30 minutes a day for all these loose tasks, maybe that will be a way to make a habit of things that are not themselves habits.
Interesting.
I want a name.
All right, I'm trying to think of something that rhymes. I will ponder that.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, Gretch, number 23.
Okay. And again, I need ideas for this. So Elizabeth, you have given me so much pleasure by encouraging me to watch Mad Men, which I put off for years and I finally did. And then I loved it. So we did the same thing with Breaking Bad. So many people said that they loved it. Finally, Jamie and I got into it. Of course, now I love it. We're racing through it. We have like one more season left. Then we want to watch Better Call Saul. So we have so much ahead of us. But I want to know, what is the great TV show? Is it Friday Night Lights? Elizabeth, you loved The White Lotus.
Yes.
It can't be something.
That's easy to get through because there's only two seasons.
Well, that's right. So that's something. I don't want anything too painful. I resisted Breaking Bad and Mad Men because I thought they would be too painful, but then in the end it was fine. So if anybody has any suggestions where you're like, you can't miss this TV show, it'll change your life, it's so great. Because I do feel like we get so much happiness from really great TV. Oh, and, you Absolutely. Know, I've got all of Fantasy Island coming up, but that I'll watch week to week. That's a treat.
Yes, Gretchen, I have to remind everyone, Fantasy Island is on every Monday at 8 p.m. on Fox, and you can watch on Hulu.
Yeah, I was so excited to see the premiere. Been waiting for that for such a long time.
Yes, it was very satisfying to finally have everyone see our season.
So these are the 23 for 23 lists. This is very exciting. Last year, Elizabeth, I think I did half of my things. So this is something where don't be alarmed if you think you can't do everything on your 23 lists. We love hearing from people about how they're approaching this list, what they're putting on the list. We will do a deep dive in a future episode talking about listeners' ideas for their lists. So let us know on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com. Or as always, you can go to the show notes. This is happiercast.com/411 for everything related to this episode. The resources for this week, the Go Outside 23 and 23 Challenge is officially underway. If you are looking for ways to go outside, we've pulled together a lot of ideas. We'll be adding to the list throughout the year. So if you go to thehappierapp.com, look under resources, and there's a lot of ideas. Let's go outside. It's so exciting. And Elizabeth, what are we reading?
I'm reading The Wife Between Us by Greer Hendricks and Sarah Pekkanen.
And I'm reading Ghosts by Edith Wharton. And that's it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Write your 23 for 23 list in whatever way works for you. Let us know if you're trying it, what's on your list, how you're formulating your list. We want to know.
Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com.
And if you like the show, put this on your 23 for 23 list. You are going to recommend this show to all your friends and family members. That is how people learn about our show.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Craft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward. Elizabeth, I think I either did 11 or 12 on my 22 for 22 list. I think at the very last minute, I crossed one off. So I did get to 12, just over half. How did you do? I can't remember how many you got done. Do you remember?
I'm not sure. I don't know if I even got that many done. But this year, I'm feeling optimistic. Yeah. I'm really feeling like I'm going to go for it and like maybe do all of them.
Ooh.
Very possibly.
Yeah. From the Onward Project.